Hello, and welcome to the 27th episode of Filling in the Blanks, a movie review podcast with my father. I'm your host, Em, and this is my dad. You want to say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
It's Ned. So this podcast is all about watching a movie and trying to remember it to give you guys our review. And this is all recorded from the living room couch with my dad laying down, and he's also has a little blankie on. Is that correct?
Yes, I have a blankie.
Yeah. So what movie did we watch last night? You can't see, he is stroking his goatee deep in thought.
What was the name of it? I have to admit, I was a little high last night.
Oh, shocker. Shocker. One word, starts with an N.
Next.
The main character said
he nothing. Is nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
Got it.
21. So I will give the movie summary. Okay. Nobody. 2021. Hutch Mansell fails to defend himself or his family when two thieves break into his suburban home one night. The aftermath of the incident soon strikes a match to his long simmering rage. In a barrage of fists, gunfire, and squealing tires, Hutch must now save his wife and son from a dangerous adversary and ensure that he will never be underestimated again. Sorry, I was slow on that because it says, must save his wife and son. He has a daughter. I guess the summary just...
Oh, yeah.
He has a wife, son, and daughter. But
where was the daughter when that happened?
She was at home.
But she wasn't involved. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
She was there that entire time, like, with the son and wife. They were all together.
But the son... Never mind.
Never mind. Right. No. Okay, so that's the summary, which we have our problems with. For a review, we always try to cover categories such as plot, writing, acting, visual, sound. But we have to start with the main question. Will you spoil?
I don't remember how it ended.
You know... I think I have, like, a yes and no answer to, like, will you spoil? Just because I feel like, you know, people should watch, but also, like, the interesting parts about this movie are things that are, like, spoiler-worthy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then we'll avoid spoiling if we can.
We'll avoid
it. We might accidentally spoil it.
Yeah. So... What are your thoughts on this movie?
I was pretty high.
Okay.
Who's the main actor?
Bob Odenkirk.
I like him.
I like him too.
So that's my thoughts on this movie.
Yeah. Well, I think that the main strengths of this movie are the casting. Bob Odenkirk. People probably know him from Better Call Saul.
And whatchamacallit?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
I forgot. I know him because he does comedy.
Yeah. Okay.
He has that show with David Cross, right? But Bob Odenkirk really is just some guy. I think that was.
He's nobody.
Yeah, he has a sketch comedy show, Mr. Show, with Bob and David. Oh, Mr. with show. David. Yeah. David. Cross. So that's where I know him. Anyways, I think it was good casting because he is just some guy. And a lot of it is actually like he plays an integral part in the casting of this and the idea of this movie. So he's very clearly at the center. And seeing him go from his breaking out of his boring daily life and wanting to fight. You know, good for him, I guess. In terms of, like, things like writing and, you know, plot, what do you think of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty average.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's much more. I mean, this is definitely an action-focused movie. A lot of fighting with, in the summary, a barrage of fists, gunfires, and tires. There's a lot of that. And I think that is the center of the movie, you know? It's kind of what it is. So, I don't think there needs to be, you know, I'm not going to take off points because in terms of like rating, because it wasn't there, because it wasn't ever going to be there, if that makes sense.
Who's what? Who's going to be where?
I didn't go into this expecting.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
You were expecting a lot and it delivered.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be an action movie and it was an action movie.
It wasn't really action.
Yeah, it was. It was all fights.
Yeah, there were a lot of fights. Yeah. That's true.
It was all fights and guns and stuff.
Yeah. And but, you know, his routine. And
well, that was like the first 10 minutes.
In the beginning.
It was like, it got pretty right into the action pretty soon.
Yeah.
Anyways, other, you know, cast, Bob Odenkirk obviously being the main, but Christopher Lloyd, isn't it?
Yeah.
RZA of Wu-Tang Clan, isn't it? And then I'm gonna pronounce his name wrong, but the main villain, his name is Alexei Serebrakov. A lot of this movie centers around fighting Russians, and a lot of them are actually Russian.
That's true.
Also, that's probably because the director
was Russian.
Is Russian, and he also plays a Russian guy in this movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. But other than this, like, everything about this movie really just makes sense. So the director, he's done music videos for Russian bands, but his main thing is he did the 2015 movie Hardcore Henry. Did you watch that one?
I think I did.
It was the one that was shot like it was a first-person shooter
I think I did watch it.
And so this makes a lot of sense for him. And it's written by Derek Kolstad, who wrote all the John Wick movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
that makes sense.
It's I haven't seen any of the John Wick movies, but I can imagine what they are, you know?
They're just fights.
It's just fights, yeah.
And killing.
And Keanu. And that's
Keanu so, fights.
And
killing.
So this movie is kind of just Bob Odenkirk in fights.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
But what did you think about, you know, the fights?
Fights were good.
Yeah.
They punched each other a lot.
So, fun fact, most of the stunts were done, I believe, by Bob Odenkirk. He's
What do you mean you believe?
They have most of them.
Feels like that.
It said he did most of his stunts on the trivia.
Okay.
But must know, Bob is 59 years old.
Wow.
And he trained for 2 years for this movie.
That's a little extreme for this movie.
I think that he really wanted to do it.
He may have overdone it.
But yeah, a lot of the sequences are long shots, so you can see it's actually him and not a stuntman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think one of the reasons he really wanted to center in this is because the plot is based on an idea by Bob Odenkirk, who dealt with the home invasion himself by trapping the trespassers in the basement. And he was frustrated with how the authorities dealt with the situation and had thought about how he would take the matter into his own hands if he was a quote-unquote badass.
That's funny.
So everything lines up in terms of how this movie was made, you know?
Mm-hmm.
With Bob, with the writer having done John Wick and the director who did Hardcore Henry. It's like, yes, this is the movie.
That's a movie.
That's the movie.
That's the movie. Start to finish.
Do you have anything stood out to you about this film? Or?
Yeah, I was so high at one point, I thought I was watching another movie.
That is true. You forgot you were watching it. I guess there were some sequences where it would shift characters. Where?
Well, I think when they introduced the Russian guy, I got a little confused.
Yeah.
I was.
You're like, what does this have to do with anything?
I thought it was a completely different movie.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess they could have tied some things together better.
Well, they did. Once,
you were just high.
Once you explained to me.
Yeah.
But first I thought it was just
your whole brain new movie. Didn't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I feel like this was a pretty straightforward movie. It was like an hour and 30 minutes.
Which is perfect for you.
Which is like, you know, if it's like an action that I'm not particularly like enthralled in, you know, I'm not a big action movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not, you know, particularly invested in it, I think an hour, 30 minutes, get me in and out is great.
Okay.
What did you think about the music of this movie?
I don't remember. What music was in it? Remind me.
A lot of great songs in it, so that's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah,
so,
like what?
Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by Nina Simone.
Oh, yeah, that
Heartbreaker
was good.
By Pat Benatar.
Oh, that's right, right. And there was Frank Sinatra.
Life is the music was by Luther Allison.
Yeah. The music was
awesome. I've Gotta Be Me. I Told Myself a Lie, you know. What a Wonderful World. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, it was great. Great music.
Great music. And what I also, you know, I'll pull out my film terms. What was also really cool is like how the music wasn't a part of the movie, but a part of the character's story. Because most of it is diegetic, meaning he is playing the music. He's pressing play on a record and he's listening to it. So
I thought he was talking to God.
Yeah, you thought he was talking to his God. He was talking to his brother, RZA.
That confused me a little.
In hiding. Because
why was he in hiding?
I think that part, their backgrounds don't really make sense, but they all have been part of like FBI and stuff. Like, or not specifically FBI, but you know, Bob Odenkirk's character was called the Auditor, which is like basically a guy who kills anyone in one of those three-letter agencies whenever they mess get rid of the Edison.
And so did his brother.
It sounds like it, because Christopher Lloyd, his dad, was also in the FBI.
Well, he was in the FBI.
So it sounds like they were all in one of government organizations and killed people because they all had a lot of guns.
I think it would have been better if he was talking to God.
Okay. Yeah, well, he was talking to his brother, RZA, of Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's second to.
Okay, yeah. So close.
So close.
And, yeah, so a lot of the music was really part of Bob Odenkirk's character, mm-hmm. Of, like, what he's listening to, you know, and how he is kind of setting up scenes by mm-hmm. listening to music, which I thought was a little nice part of the movie.
Yep.
Instead of just like having all this music just be like stylized choices, which would be good still. There's one running gag of this movie that I liked that was whenever Bob Odenkirk's character would try to like explain his backstory to people. There was mm-hmm. like multiple times where he was just talking to them and they would just die in the middle.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, it looks like they're like bored, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
He would be like, actually, they'd be like, who are you? It's like, well, actually, and then they would die.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay.
I remember that now.
I thought that was a good running joke.
Yeah.
To add in a little comedic bit. Mm-hmm. So you don't have much to say because I'm just running through.
You're doing good job.
Fun facts.
I like your fun facts.
You like them? I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have like two more fun facts and that's it.
Well, good. Let's hear them.
Okay. So similar to the last movie that we watched, this also had a lot of delays in release.
What was the last movie we watched?
No Time to Die, James
Bond.
Oh,
yeah. That was a good one.
So not as many, but this film release date was changed 4 times, all due to COVID-19. So originally scheduled to open August 18th of 2020 before the pandemic hit, then it was moved to February of 2021, then it was moved up a week, then going back to February, then it was finally released in March of 2021. So another, you know, seeing how movies are really affected by the pandemic.
Sure.
And last, this is my last one.
Yeah.
I include this because it was on the trivia section in IMDb.
Okay.
And whoever wrote this or added this in is doing Christopher Lloyd so dirty by just telling everyone this.
How dare
they? Christopher Lloyd cast in this movie because the reason why is because, you know, everybody likes Christopher Lloyd.
Everybody likes him.
Seeing him in a role where he is just like an old man who's wielding guns is interesting. And he also, you know, refused to have help. He wanted to carry around the heavy shotguns himself.
Yeah.
But this fact is that Christopher Lloyd nearly dropped out of the film due to irritable bowel syndrome.
Well,
why would they mention that in the trivia?
Who brought that up? That's not exactly right.
That's what I'm saying. They did him so dirty by just airing his issues.
Who did that?
He's an old man. Can you not tell everyone about his medical issues?
How old is he anyway?
That's a good question. Let's look it up.
I think he's more than 100.
No, but he is 83 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Did you think he was going to be younger or older?
I really didn't even think about it.
I don't think of him. Well, that was my last fun fact. Do you have anything else you want to add in about this movie? Or do you want to just move along?
No, that was pretty much it.
All right. Then let's rate this movie. Did you fall asleep?
I almost did.
Yeah.
But I did not.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did, but there were a couple times where I was thinking about closing my eyes.
Yeah.
But that might have been more the drugs than the movie.
Yeah. I didn't fall asleep either, so.
Okay. But you did look at your phone a bunch.
Well, I was writing up notes.
Oh, okay.
Do you not want me to write notes?
Yes, yeah. Notes are good.
Okay. So what would you rate this movie out of 10?
I mean, it was worth seeing, but it was not, there was nothing spectacular about it anywhere. And it's sort of a, you know, run-of-the-mill plot of, you know, a nobody becoming a somebody. But anyway.
He was always a somebody, but he tried to be a nobody.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, there's like so many. It's like John Wick and all the others.
Yeah.
It's the same. But anyway, I like, what's his name again?
Bob Odenkirk.
I like Bob Odenkirk. I'm going to give it a 6.
Yeah, similar. I would rate this like a really solid, maybe 6. I said 5.5 in my notes, but maybe 6.
6 just because it's fun. It's good.
I thought it was
very easy watch.
And it's not unlikable, you know? I really like Bob Odenkirk too. I think he did great. And,
he did great in it.
You know, it was good, you know? Nothing more. It's potentially, you know, a future franchise film. They're talking about
not.
It in
no,
terms
no.
of crossing over with John Wick, but I don't really care about any of that.
They shouldn't do that. It's a good one and out. Be done.
But yeah, I think it's a solid.
It's a good
movie.
Sense. Yeah,
you can watch it on HBO Max. It's 1 hour and 30 minutes, with some action and some cool music.
Music was good.
I don't really have any complaints. Like I said, there wasn't much to it, but I wasn't expecting much to it, so.
Exactly.
So there it is.
Delivered.
But yeah, like I said, you can watch this on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have. You wanna?
That's all I have.
Okay. You wanna say goodnight?
No, you say it.
No, you say it.
You say it's your turn.
Okay.
I said it last time.
Okay. Oh, I just edited the last podcast and I said it.
You just cut yourself in. I think I said it first.
Okay. Good night, everyone.